The middle of Shabbos, the middle of Simchat Shin Yud Beis, on the top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The halachas are talking about someone who needs to use the restroom with what should he wipe with on Shabbos, which is a continuation of the theme of the previous simon, like that of a mace, regarding certain dispensations for the halachas of Muktzah when it comes to the dignity, this time of the Kovet HaBriyas. So the Mechaber Siv Beis. So we're talking about how many stones can you take into the bathroom to wipe yourself, even though stone is Muktzah, but because of Kovet HaBriyas, they permitted you to move a stone. So the Mechaber Miyardu Gusham, this Kovet Yitzayim et al. Miyardu Gusham Alavonim, Nitbu. So if it rained on the stones, and they got submerged. So Imrishum and Nikr, if the remnant is recognizable that it was used to wipe oneself, so but little and kadil connect, then you're permitted to take it to wipe yourself. Imrishum Saiser, and there's no problem about the demolishing, but Imrishum Teichen, not for grinding. It says Mishabur Sivkat and Tess, so if it rained Al Havanim, one originally brought it to wipe with, and then it rained on the, then it got submerged in the ground or in the mud. Sivka and Yul, we said, if the Rishuman is nicker, it's recognizable above the ground, and it wasn't totally submerged into the ground. So that's what's saying. It's recognizable that it's above ground. So then, he said, you're allowed to take it to wipe yourself, and there's no problem, Sivkan Yudav of Saisha Blimish of Techer. And someone says, even if though this was in, like in one of the floors of the courtyard, you would start to say, this is a Chashash Dira. It's like demolishing, just Saisha Ritzba possession at 11, like, in other words, it became part of the floor, because you're taking away the stone. I would have thought to say, the Techer, it's grinding, because when you're taking the earth that's around it, so it's grinding it. That's what we're saying, that no, as long as it's recognizable above ground a little bit, so there's no problem about Seisra and Teichen. Siv Gimel. If you have a rock that grass started growing in it, but you're allowed to wipe yourself with it. I'm not concerned you might be tearing. Because you may begin to tear, like Yisur, there's no prohibition. The Dovashem is coming, it's unintended. The rock that it grew in the grass, but you're allowed to wipe with it. But the sasam, and the fact that it's unspecific, even if it's laying on the ground, you're allowed to take it. Even though that you have here, at least according to everyone, it's the rabbinic prohibition of tearing the Mexican touch, because it looks like you're tearing. Here, because of Kavod HaBriyas, they were not geyser. The Dirshan 9 brings that there, he writes that picking up, let's say, an otzitz, a pot, a flower pot from the ground, it's not forbidden according to the Shulchan Aruch Mid Rabbanan, even by otzitz nakav, that means that it has a hole, nali shir zaram, that holds out be asam of the raisa. So therefore, also by a rock that has grass in it, it's not also only Mid Rabbanan. So in the case of Kavod HaBriyas, which is really the thing that we're talking about over here, which is the dispensation of a muktzah, but also for this halacha too, and some other ones, possibly it's permitted. Sivkat and Yud Gimel. And we're not concerned that Shemi Yitolcher. It's what it means to say is the after about Lisha Yesh Beisur Dereis. Even though when you're tearing, that's Isur Dereis of Kaitzul Kulam. According to everyone, will come on like we see later in the Mishnah Mandav Sivhei, which Dishur 10 brings. That there he writes that when you're Oikur Tovim Megidula, when you uproot something from its growth, Yichai because it's a lot of Kaitzur. It's a derivative of harvesting. Even so, Lechashin Sheinetlish. We're not concerned that's going to be detached. Kimin Shein Miskavon is that since it's not intending for this blood sick ratio, it's not inevitable. So therefore, even if some of the grass might get ripped off, that's not going to be a problem. Sivdal, lo yitalt l'regem adam, a person should not move a clump of earth, l'kaneh, but to wipe with, l'neisha in the ru l'kenuch, because it's not fit for wiping. If you should nefrech, it's because it crumbles. Also l'kaneh, but charis, you're not allowed to wipe yourself with earth, and where, afel b'chal, even during the week, to mishum sakan, because of danger, shlo yinatik shenek akash, to perish, hama'ayim atluim b'vir tabas, the intestines are hanging in the, by the anus, and we don't want you to rip the muscle over there. Sivkat and Yudal. So you shouldn't move a clump of earth to wipe with because it's Shein Rul Kinoach, or someone would say it's Bakin. Therefore, since it's not fit to wipe with, it's a total beduchle koi. So then the moving it remains in its place. But the Shartzi and the Yudzayan says that it sounds like a Rashi determined. The Rif and the Rambam sounds like a little bit that this is because it's close to crumbling. In other words, it comes out that you'll have a concern about Tchino, about grinding. Sif Hey. If someone had in front of himself a rock on Shabbos, and a smooth handle of earthenware. The kiven the chalakim, since they're smooth, like a b'shem sakan, there's no problem about danger. So mekaneich, but isn't acheres? Then you should wipe yourself with the handle of the earthenware. Shuroi lechasim by pi because it's fit to cover the opening of a vessel. Now, what happens if you have tzura basaf? You have an option of a rock or grass. Kaneich basaf, wipe yourself with the grass and maybe lachem if they're moist. But if they're dry, you don't wipe neshem chadim because they're sharp. Or mechadchem as a basa, I'll cut the flesh. Says Mishmaru Simkat Tezvav. But if you have the option of the rock or the earthenware handle, since the chalakim heim sivkan tezvav, they're smooth because they're in the chalakim. If it's not smooth, there's a concern of a danger regarding it. Then yeah, better to wipe with the rock. Even though it's muktzah, but if it's smooth and it's not muktzah, definitely better use the thing that is not muktzah sivkan tezayin. And because now that it's smooth, like b'shem sakana b'chol, there's no danger. Even though there's still concern about sorcery, like I said previously, that did not allow us to wipe for that reason with the rock, which is mukta. Since he has earthenware to wipe with, which is not mukta. As far as like he explains, especially according to what Rama writes, but they didn't know that they're currently we're not concerned for our sorcery. It's not so common. Sivkon Yudzayin. And if you have an option of a rock and grass, you can nech basav, you should wipe with grass. Don't have a mukta, which is not mukta. That's if it's moist. But if it's dry, then it's going to cut the flesh. Ella rather you can nech mitzrar. In that case, you should wipe with the rock after mukta, even though it's mukta. So it's burning the gemara. Mutli panis acheri hageded the stechaber. It's permitted to relieve oneself behind the wall of his friend's field. Mutter little tzur lekanech, and you're allowed to take a rock to wipe. But fill b'shavas in b'shavas. Right, and asad that's from the field. Avol little my God, you shouldn't take from a wall. Fill together of even from a thick wall. The inoise nekav that doesn't make a hole because the nirik it looks like as if you're demolishing a wall. Zivav bekanzim b'shavas b'sam lachem. You can wipe on Shabbos with moist grass. To fill in mechubam even if they're attached to the ground. Levatchal izizim as long as you don't move them. Mishum mishtamish b'mechub leka and because of using something that's attached that you don't have. That prohibition was only said by a tree, but not by a vegetable, not by something that's a shrub. It says Mishmur Sivkat Yutes, as long as Shlei Zizim, as long as you don't move them, of course you're moving them. It means Shlei Yishma Daisim Kam Chiburim, don't move them from where they're attached, Mishum Talisha, because that's going to be a problem about detaching.
Kitchen Mechaba Siv Zayin, he took in the cover, if someone needed to relieve himself. And it's just not coming out. Should it for us the mashmash b'fiat the baz? The way the remedy is to manipulate by the anus. Shememashmash b'tzura that he moves around a pebble over there. Vanekem niftach and that causes the orifice to open up. Lo yemashmash b'shabbos kedech shemashmash b'chol. He shouldn't do it on Shabbos the way he does during the weekday. The hanish oiches that tzurbechal yad that you hold the rock in the whole hand. Mishemashchar is nimen because of. That it affects the muscles over there. Rather, you should do it in a backhanded way. Hold the rock in his two fingers of mashmish and move it around and manipulate it in that way. The reason why it's usually done like that, meaning you might rip out the hairs, which actually that's a problem about toilish, about detaching. If you do it in the regular way, although that's not his intention to rip out of hairs over there when he's manipulating, but segreshu, it's inevitable by moving it around with the pulling out hairs. Which Sharat Sinai Yisrael Gimel says that according to the Aruch, what you have to say the Gemara holds that segreshu and it's nichle that he likes it because that's Aruch Shita is known that he holds segreshu the loy nichle is not a problem. So it has to be that you want that to happen or that he holds like the way Rabbi Nachmanal explains, which is brought with the entasis and the rush. Said the Mishmura further, says Lo yimashmash b'tzurah shel kinuach lachlika. One should not manipulate the rock of the wiping to smooth it out. Shelo yisarg b'sarg that it shouldn't scrape his flesh. Kedev shoyis b'chol the way people do during the weekday. Mishum b'machi because that's a problem about smoothing, which is a problem. As the Sharetz Yinos Chabdal says, that's mamachik smoothing, and that's how it's brought in Agoy Sashri. And this is the Magad Bram brings the name Rabbi Nachnal because of Ksisha, because it's going to be crushing. L'chari says, not understood. What Ksisha do you have by a tzror, by a rock? If you're going to say it's talking about a rock of earth, which you could crush, it's brought in Sivdal, that you don't wipe with a clump of earth. He says, however, according to what we wrote in B'Allah, the name of the Me'iri, that by hard earth that it's not meant to crush, it's permitted, then it would make sense. It would come to tell you that by manipulating the rock to smooth it out, then it could crumble, and that would be a problem. But be that as may, says the Mishpura El Kalachiyad, rather one should only do this in a backhanded way. Sivkon Chafalv. But rather on Shabbos, you should hold the rock in two fingers, and the Mamashmish Benachas calmly. Says the Besiz name Rabbi Niruchim, and Bachis Lakaman Besiv Simon Shin Chovches. That's what brought later on to end of Simon Shin Chovches. Sivches. Says Mechabla Mashmish Bevarz Befiat Tabas. To manipulate with a spigot by the anus. Dina Ketura has the same halacha like a rock. Shalichazen, El Mishteh, Svayza, we should only hold it with his two fingers. Vas Lotz Bevarza, one's not allowed to go out with this spigot. I feel it Tchuva, Kula Baguf, even if it's totally submerged, inserted into the body. Says Mishbru, Sivkon Chabiz, that Lamashmish Bevarza, Pirshal Eitz, if it's made out of wood, but with the Mesila, same thing is a wick, Shakurn Sepal. Shemachnis Mefiat Abbas, that's inserted into the anus. Commission Mavu, Besav, Simashin Chavchez, says the Eli Rabba. Which Dirshu 16 actually brings to the Be'er Lavo, their ass. How do you know it's forbidden to insert a soft wick? Maybe it's not forbidden to insert only a hard rock. That's psikresha, that through the manipulation is going to tear out hairs, but by a soft wick, that's not really psikresha. And it resolves medoichik, that since you're taking in and out the wick many times, it's definitely close to that you'll be tearing out hairs even by a soft wick. So therefore, that should be considered like psikresha, but it remains with a tzarachin on that. Sivkot Nechov Gimel, that you're not allowed to go out with the spigot, a filled chuba v'chulu, even if it's inserted in his whole body, because Shekimesh Machnisa Tadr, since he always puts it in, K'dei Lach Zalaitzit, so they could go ahead and take it out, in the Batele Tzagov, it's not considered secondary to the body, but it's coming to Mephiv Marpaka, it's like it's carrying it out with your mouth and with your armpit, Dasim at the Be'er Sefer, which rabbinically forbidden. The Sharatzin of Chafei brings this from the Mogen Ram, the name of the Torah, that it seems that from the Mogen Ram, that this that we say Tadr, that you always is not precise. Rather, the primary idea is dependent if it's something that the norm is to take it out afterwards, and only by a pearl they permitted, because that's not the norm to take it out with himself at all. It's not the norm to take it out with himself at all after that. But here, it's not a mind about the tod. It's just that it's not bottled to the guf. Raising a mitzvah b'peiv v'mabrika, it doesn't deserve. It says mishra b'dava b'lu b'guf, but something that's absorbed into the body. But losses by that you'll have to go out with kagurim, for example. Which was the Sharatzin referencing as a continuum at base. L'bloy margolis is off to swallow a pearl or gold, but lots of other shows up to go out to the street. That's something that you're not going to end up taking out. Therefore, that's not going to have the same problem. Here, Alocha, the Maskel Regev Adamo, he said that you should not move a clump of earth to wipe with, because it's not fit for wiping, because it crumbles. He says, look at Meiri, that if it's harsh earth, like stones, which is not meant, not usually crumbles, and is permitted. And that's what the Gemara's Medakin says, Karshin Bavala Yasa, which is soft. Which we referenced this Be'er Halacha just before. And the Maskafil B'chayil, that's forbidden to wipe with earthenware even during the weekday. And the Gemara's brought that it's a bigger Chiddush on Shabbos, look over there. And the Maskal Mashum Sakano, and the reason is because of danger. Why don't they say the reason so that sorcery should not dominate the person like we said in Sif Gimel? Because in this Sif, we also include the halacha regarding Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, the primary reason is that you don't wipe it earthenware because of sakana, and for that, it's burning the Gemara that's better to wipe with a pebble, even though it's mukta, than wiping with cheres, even though it has on it a halacha of a kli. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 11. For someone to wipe himself or his hands with a soft tissue paper, which generally tears by using it, and this girl holds it's permitted because it's not secret, it's not inevitable that the paper's going to tear, and he's not intending for that. And specifically, if it's made to be used in a destructive way, which that's what tissues are, so therefore it has a more lenient halacha. Dish number 13, we said that. And the spruce of cutting your test, which says, okay, you could use the connected grass to wipe yourself, but make sure you don't remove it from where it's connected because it's lisha. Now, here, it was not forbidden because of mukta, like the pin and mug in the Ram, that grass considered mukta, the Sharatin writes in Sivkov and Chavchabez, later in Simchin Laman Vav, which his words here are not like the pin and mug in the Ram. However, later on Simchin Yutches, he writes that a hachana is not effective for something that's attached, that continues to grow on Shabbos, and it's mukta, and the Shubis Mechid Yitzchok explains that this that it grows is bottle but ripe. Over here in the grass, as Brother Mishabur over there, Sivkon Tezan, then Mogen Ram. And the reason why Mogen Ram says forbidden, you have to say, because he holds that Dovish Yosh Matirin is something that could be permitted, and here regarding moving, one does not have to be stringent because regarding moving the tzlach writes that we're not stringent regarding something that by davishes lebatin has brought in by aloch and simen shenchas. Now this then previously in simen shenchas, Mishmur writes that a branch that's attached to the ground is considered as mukzer. Some of the answers from this grail is that the halach of grass is different than the halach of a branch because the grass that's attached from before Shabbos is not mukzer because it's meant for animal food and therefore even when it's connected it does not take effect in the name of mukzer, which is not the case by a branch. Even when it's detached, it has halach like mukzer because it's not a kli, and therefore even when it's attached, halach is like that. And regarding different situations when by mukzer that's attached, we discussed that over there. Now in our times when it's not the norm to use a grass for wiping or for some other utility, but some of the Rilashim hold that you're right that it does have halach like mukzer. There's number 15, a bandage that's attached to a person's body where there's hair. Some Zaman holds that if he's in pain because of it, he's allowed to remove it, even though it's going to be inevitable. What's called psigresha is going to attach hairs when he's removing it, because that's called psigresha le'nichalei. He's not pleased with it, and it's makalkin destructive, and it's kalachiyat, it's an indirect way, and therefore it's not a problem. Dershu number 17, regarding going out to the Rishus Ram, to a street, with a meich dachik, which a woman, when she's making herself ready for the 7 days of Shem Nikim, she inserts a cloth in the Oisim Makam, which this is obviously related to this idea that we're saying about when one wants to relieve himself and he puts inserts something in his anus. So we're saying it's not bottled to the body, and if it's a prambat, haitzah. So Meich Tachik actually seems very similar. So Chuvah Meich Zitzchah writes, that's also, that's a bit of the Skrels. Chuvah Zitzchah Meisha writes, Mikra didn't say it's permitted to go out with it, but since we don't find explicit permissible, so it's appropriate to be stringent. Chuvah Zitzchah Levi, he writes, not to go out with Meich Tachik, Shosam, or Tarkamulis, but to Chatzah that doesn't have an Erev, that maybe you don't have to be stringent. That's as written in Chuvah Zitzchah, but he adds on that if a little bit from the Meich is sticking out a little bit of the body, then it's forbidden to go out even to a chatzah that does not have an erev. Another, in Shlomo Zalman's opinion, is that since we don't find by the Gedolah Daris warning regarding this, befrat, according to the Chabas Das near the Sim Kopedal, that sometimes you need a meich dochi for 2 or 3 days, and it's also not mentioned that there's a head, specific head to go out with a meich dochi on Shabbos, even in one's house, according to the opinion brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simchon and Gimel Sefer Ches, that whatever you now go out wearing to Rosh Hashanah, you now go out even in your house. So you have to say that since this Haitzah is all midrabbanan, and that's the norm of upstanding women, that they need a meich dochi every single month so that they can be permitted to their husband, the mechdochik is considered as one of her garments, and just like there are those who lean regarding a watch that's considered a malbish because everyone needs to know what the time is, he says the same thing would be over here. Dish number 18 in the middle, and in a place that someone violates, oh, so I said that, is Rabban, right, that was from yesterday.